Physical on 4ZZZ Queer Radio.
Let's get physical, single. I wanna get physical. Let's get into physical. Let me hear your body talk. Your body talk. Let me hear your body talk.
Yes, boys and girls of Queer Radio Land, queers and mates, it is a Christmas miracle. It is a solstice blessing. 2 weeks ago, we said we wouldn't be seeing, hearing, or having anything to do with Shai Lewis until 2015, but look at it. Like Santa's elves working hard, he's right here. Hello, Shai Lewis.
Hi, a little muscly elf, maybe. One of those little muscly elves that get around. So, yeah, I'm a little helper. I'm a little Christmas miracle.
You certainly are. You certainly are. And yeah, muscly elf, I'll go with that.
But I'm trying my best. I'm trying to put on as much weight as I can over Christmas, so...
I'll give you 20 kilos.
I'll take 10 of those.
Right, you're on.
But I think even 10 kilos might be even too big for me. I'm putting on some great muscle mass lately. I'm very impressed.
It is a very impressive scale. Now, we've decided that for your Christmas Eve treat, that we should actually talk about what to do at Christmas. So tomorrow is Christmas Day. Everyone worries about pigging out and they're worried about their PT getting going all postal on their ass. What do we do on Christmas Day, Shai?
I think the most important thing is you've got to enjoy the Christmas holidays and enjoy the Christmas break and the New Year Christmas break as well. So the important thing is moderation is the key. So when you are having food at the Christmas table, definitely take into consideration, have in mind that just because there's a whole heap of stuff on the table, you don't have to load your plate up full of food. So we want you to have bits of little everything. Absolutely enjoy the Christmas platters, but have small bits of everything so you get a sample of everything.
So it's a bit like my mother used to say, your eyes are bigger than your stomach.
Yeah, that's right. And do you know what? We actually have in our bodies this awesomely cool mechanism that stops us from it says to us we've had enough food. And what we can do to help that mechanism is have smaller portions of stuff, eat slower, and then our brain has that chance to go, all right, I've had enough. But if we do gorge ourselves, that's when we have obviously that pain in our tummy and we have too much food. And
the food baby.
A food baby, that's right. And so snacking is really good, and those protein snacks, more protein snacks and carbs is good too. So
the other big deal with Christmas, and something that I don't do anymore, is I don't drink alcohol. Alcohol is basically sugar. Even though some alcohol is good for us, and it's okay if you don't drink, but what are some of the better alcohol choices if you want to have a tipple on Christmas Day, Boxing Day, and across the long weekend?
This is a really good one, and I've actually touched on this before on my website too. Just some better alcohol choices include stuff like having clear spirits, because stuff like...
So that's gin and vodka.
All those clear sorts of...
They're the things I used to drink a lot of.
Well, they're much better for you, because things like Bundy rum, and I shouldn't be saying the exact names of things, but rum.
Well, we could say that rum, because rum is basically distilled sugar.
Exactly. And also not only having those sorts of alcohol as well, but also having the post mixes that go with the alcohol as well, like having Coke, having all that sort of stuff, obviously is really bad for you too. So if you can have like a clear spirit and have it with the lime and soda, cranberry juices, I like cranberry juice with my vodka, and that's...
So you know what to offer Shai on Christmas Day, it's vodka with cranberry juice. What about wine? People do drink wine. Is there any particular wine that's not as good as another, or type of wine, or style of wine?
To be perfectly honest, I'm not exactly sure 100% about the wines, but like I said before, with everything that you do over Christmas, everything in moderation is fine. I mean, there are benefits to having some wines as well, like red wines have lots of antioxidants in them and stuff as well, so... But definitely in moderation, and when you are pouring your glasses, we are having standard glasses of drinks and not mother ones like Sharon does.
Did you hear that, Sharon? You're not to actually have the Mother of God wine glass, which I know you and Lorsa love to have.
They have it so it's just about to top over the edge, and they consider that one glass, and that's like more or less having three or four glasses at once. So no.
The other thing that happens at this time of year, I know some people probably get a guilt trip that not only are they eating and drinking, they're not actually doing their exercise program. What does that say to someone who should be taking care of themselves that they're actually going on a guilt trip?
Yeah, look, guilt doesn't work for me. Do you know what? It's Christmas, it's New Year. You've got to enjoy yourself. And while you are having this Christmas and New Year break, it's important that your body has that break too, not only on the for the musculoskeletal system, but your central nervous system as well, because you can actually come back to the training in the New Year much, much stronger and much more ready to go. And not only that, your headspace is going to be ready to go back into it as well, because if you're constantly at it, then you're much more likely to not succeed with achieving your goals because you're constantly at it. It's like almost like an obsession. So it's good to have that downtime and that break.
So it's almost a Christmas New Year holiday for your body as well.
Yeah, do you know what? I am taking a holiday break. I'm going to be enjoying myself, and I'll be having a little bit of lushness and drinking some alcohol and stuff as well.
And me being the total anti-everything that I am in my life, guess what I'm doing? I am actually gone back to swimming. I'll be going to the gym. That's my Christmas break.
That's really, really, really good. And then, do you know what? That's your passion as well. So if you enjoy it, then...
Well, that's true. And I do have to lose a few kilos by February when I start doing some more, a particular acting role that requires me to be a little bit slimmer than I am now.
I didn't know that. And now I've got a goal for you. And now I can get on top of your ass and work that properly right.
Am I going to edit that bit out, Shai? Because that's actually putting out something which is totally untrue. There's no way you would ever be on top of my ass, Shai Lewis. Okay, that leads us into the goals for 2015. Looking at 2015, everyone makes New Year's resolutions. Yeah. What is a sensible way of doing that for fitness and health?
I think this applies to all your goals that you set for New Year's or throughout the year as well. Is it's really important to set really small, obtainable goals, especially at the start of the new year. It's so easy to go into a new year saying, do you know what, I'm going to lose 20 kilos this year, I'm going to lose 20 kilos. So you go out of gung-ho, and within the first 4 to 8 weeks, if you don't get your goals met, that's going to make you feel really, really quite upset and disenchanted. So it's really important to set those really small, achievable goals. Like I want to put on, say, another five kilos. So my goal is going to be to put on 2 kilos in the first 2 months, instead of having those really unobtainable goals. So small obtainable goals is really important, and then you can reset those goals again and again and again, and that way by the end of the year those goals are met.
And on your fact sheet, which we've got the link up on our Facebook and our Twitter, you're saying that if you want to lose 10 kilos, you say to yourself, I'm going to lose 2 within the first 3 to 4 weeks. So it's a manageable and very sensible goal.
Absolutely. And that'll keep you motivated as well, because once you do get those small goals set, you go, oh, I can do this. I'll be able to continue on. So definitely keep those goals very small, very obtainable, and you can do it.
Tonight on Queer Radio, our query, Mr. Shai Lewis, has been, what do you want Santa to leave under your Christmas tree or in your stocking? Have you got something you're hoping Santa's going to be leaving there in a couple of hours' time?
Do you know what, Blair? I've already got my Christmas miracle, and I'm quite happy to... Yeah, I'm having a great Christmas so far, so I've got my Christmas miracle this year, and that's all I need.
So you'll be spreading peace, love and joy to everyone you meet.
That's absolutely right. Just love. Just love.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's Shai Lewis in a special Christmas miracle episode of Shai Gets Physical here on Queer Radio, Christmas Eve.